RTR-FM
92.1.
Well, last week's suggestion by a rather embarrassing former PM that a particular person should be sainted probably found favour with, at last count, next to no one. Our first guest this morning, however, is someone vast swathes of Australia would call to be beatified in an instant. That person is Bob Brown, and he joins me in the studio now. Good morning, Mr. Bob Brown.
Hello, Jeff. Great to be with you.
Oh, it's, as I've said, like having a superstar in the room. It's
well, quite yes, I think so, but I'm just here to be questioned by him.
Now, Bob, the success in preventing the Franklin being dammed was a massive win, considering the scant regard for conservation any development seeking approval in Australia needed to display back in 1982. But you must have cried a glacier watching Lake Pedder disappear a decade earlier. You were up against a state government determined to put a turbine on every flowing body of water. Instead, you kick-started environmentalism in this country. It was a big time.
Yeah, well, actually, the Lake Pedder people did that for me. I landed a month after the world's first Greens Party meeting in the Hobart Town Hall. That was 23rd of March 1973, so it's just coming up. 1972, just over 50 years ago. And I ran into these people who not only were environmentalists, they wanted Indigenous people's culture recognition and advancement. They wanted equality for women. They were promoting the arts. They wanted organic agriculture. I thought, what is this? This is just amazing. So I fell in with them. I had three attempts at standing for politics and lost them all. Before the fourth attempt, right in the middle of the Franklin campaign, I came out of jail one day and went into the parliament the next. And I can tell you something, Jeff. The jail was a far friendlier place.
Kids, you don't want to hear that one. Well, actually, support for the environment has become de rigueur. I mean, it's fashionable even. Green even has a new colour this season. We've all got teal. I mean, has much changed in 50 years since we lost Lake Pedder? Environmentalism may be more fashionable, but a peaceful protest with sound reason can and does still see folks doing jail time, as you once did. Why the contradiction?
Well, after the Franklin campaign, the exploiters of the environment realised that they were in trouble because the populace at large wants the environment protected. And so they had to take out the environmentalists. And we're seeing that now with laws from here in WA through to all the other states and right across America, for example, and Boris Johnson's England, to lock up peaceful environmental campaigners, so take them out of the way. It doesn't pass notice that the one young outspoken environmentalist in Moscow has disappeared in the last couple of months in Mr. Putin's Moscow. But it's happening in democracies, and it's up to us to stop that happening. I've been in New South Wales last week, you know, people up trees at Bulga near Taree protecting their forests. Down here, look at Jalurup. Most people in Perth want to drive around the forest that's about to be decimated by WA main roads, with critically endangered western ringtails and black cockatoos and native fish. A fabulous place. It doesn't need to happen, but Tanya Plibersek is the most powerful environmentalist in Australia, has ticked off on that. She should halt it. They've stopped bulldozing while because they killed six ringtail possums in the first go on this Bunbury bypass, but they're going to go ahead after the breeding season and knock down their habitat. Well, take the alternative. Put the foot down. Albo, come on. And same with the Perth Hills. Completely unnecessary North Stoneville estate, the Anglican Church, selling off the 555 hectares to Mr. Satterley. He's got $353 million, I read in the financial press. He doesn't need that more. But more than that, the former, fire commissioner of Western Australia telling those thousands of people who were at that rally yesterday in the Perth Hills that wrong way, go back, this shouldn't be happening. It is a disaster in the making, because how do you get 4,000 people on top of the populace that's there in country roads out of that area, which is one of the most bushfire-prone areas in the country? And then I was lucky enough to run in to a tall young fellow called Simon, who is an environmental whiz.
The black cockatoo man, the tree climber.
Totally. And, you know, he gave me a red tailed black cockatoo feather, and I told him the story of the beach next to where I live in Tasmania was Ura Ura. And when Badan's expedition left Western Australia, yeah, having been ashore looking for a lost sailor, up onto the shore at Ura Ura, she was a 16-year-old, came this Frenchman with a red feather in his hat. And he, Ura Ura was of the yellow-tailed black cockatoo skin. We only have the yellow ones in Tasmania.
Yeah.
And they'd given her beads and so on. She took no notice. And he handed her a red cockatoo feather out of his hat, because he'd been ashore at Busselton, yeah, where's now is Busselton, and found this feather. And Perron, the writer of this story, said she screamed, she jumped, she ran into the bush. They thought they'd committed some terrible indiscretion. Instead, she brought back her family and, quote unquote, was altogether transported with ecstasy, because she saw her Ura Ura. She was the yellow-tailed black cockatoo, and she saw this red one, and she immediately related. So, in a way, it was a great privilege to come back across here from Ura Ura country to speak on behalf of the red-tailed black cockatoos, which are headed for extinction if we keep doing things like knocking down that North Stoneville estate. The locals don't want it. Come on, Mark McGowan, move in. You can tomorrow put an end to this, and if you don't, Albo should come across, because it's a nationally important story. Tanya Plibersek said there'll be no more extinctions on her watch. That must mean not driving more creatures towards extinction.
Yeah.
And these trees, over 2 metres wide, ancient, long, there long before Europeans came in to do what we've done to this country. Surely we can protect those in 2023. Come on, Mark McGowan.
When do the adults step into the room? I mean, when does cutting down a tree like that become vandalism? I would prefer to see 2,000 kids tag walls than see one, like, of those trees chopped down. How do you get away with that?
Well, you only get away with it if you're big money and you're influential in politics. But we're in a democracy, and it's for people to vote against that. And I tell you what, the people in the Perth Hills, they're intelligent, they're well-informed, they're highly motivated, they're not going to go away. The government, if it doesn't act, and there's a process underway, and I don't want to preempt that.
Mm.
The authorities here have already said, this bushfire.
Well, you've got a fire commissioner saying, a former fire commissioner saying, this is a deeply bad idea in terms of human safety. Bugger the environment.
And, Jeff, the local council unanimously against it. I so rarely run into places where local government are playing such a responsible role right across the board for their local community. Now, the state government's got to listen to that.
They've got to. But why don't they? Why this ongoing contradiction where there is a groundswell of movement by the people saying we actually do care and this is important? Why is the state still captured by the money?
Well, it is corporate capture, but it's up to, you know, people are on the move. They're wise, they're intelligent, they're not going to allow this to happen. And it would be much better for all concerned if it just became either the alternative of real estate, that alternatives that are not going to knock down that country. But, you know, I saw the kangaroo tracks in there, and kangaroos just standing and looking at you because they haven't been bothered by people. There's been no guns out at them. The Yongabidi, the kangaroo path, as Simon told me. Surely we should have that as a path into this beautiful region for the rest, relaxation and enjoyment of future generations of our own kith and kin. That's the least we can do.
It's natural beauty. I mean, when you look at the photographs of Lake Pedder, my heart just...
Well, we've got a very strong Restore Pedder campaign going in Tasmania.
Will they ever drain the fake Pedder?
Yes. Of course. It's a tittle of electricity. Just a few wind power or a small solar power outfit in Victoria could replace the tittle of electricity going out of the destruction of Lake Pedder. And down there, 45 feet, 15 metres under this shallow impoundment, the beach, that marvellous beach, Highland Beach in central Tasmania's Highlands, pink, quartzite, beautiful beach, 800 metres wide, 2 kilometres long, as big as downtown Perth, has still got the tracks of the last planes that took off from it. It's undisturbed. So we want it back. It'll be a marvellous piece of restoration in what is the UN decade of restorative ecology we have now. All the Albanese government needs to say, oh, yeah, we'll promote. This is one of the world's great outcomes. How exciting for scientists, for nature lovers, but for the heart of humanity if we restored that place without losing jobs, in fact, creating jobs, and, of course, no energy loss. So, there again...
Isn't it ludicrous that the Hydroelectric Commission in Tasmania is still named that when they're increasingly getting their energy from wind?
Yes, they're now calling themselves the Green Energy Corporation of the South.
After pooping all over Tasmania like they did.
Yes, and of course hydropower is seen as green, not in the United States, because wherever a dam goes, it completely kills everything that's behind it. That's, everybody knows that. That's category A science.
Bob, I do have a few more questions for you. How about we just roll out a quick track and then we'll come back to the people.
For sure.
You're on the record with Jeff Bull, and I'm currently talking with Bob Brown, environmentalist and main star of the movie The Giants, which screens this evening as part of the Lottery West Films. And the Q&A that I mentioned earlier, actually, it warms my heart. It's not a Q&A, it's an interview with Bob before the movie. So I don't have to waste my time thinking about that unnecessarily rhetorical question. Bob, we have time for one last question. It's hard to know what to go with, but look, despite the West Australian government's promises otherwise, fracking is still happening in this state. The destruction of country associated with the practice is, we all know it's devastating. From the broadacre clearing of ancient savannah to the irreversible destruction of life-giving artesian water bodies. Let's just toss in the filth of the Scarborough gas development while we're at it to add to fracking because, well, you know, Russia and the world needs gas. What is your vision for WA once the last rock is fracked and the last carry hacked and the salt plains reach the Darling Range?
Amazing, isn't it? Those great floods in the Kimberley and...
And you'd even think of doing that.
You'd even think of loading the atmosphere with millions or if not billions more tonnes of carbon dioxide. And I want to put in a quick word here of condolences to poor Gautama Adani. How would you feel if you'd lost $100 billion in the last week?
But
let me not get diverted. Look, what about Murujuga? That's the world's greatest rock art site. Hats off to the local Indigenous women who are running this campaign against more destruction of that site by... And I read about it in today's news, I think in today's Australian. What they didn't mention is that just inland from there is the set-aside industrial estate, which is empty, where all this processing of that gas was going to go, including for fertilisers and explosives now, you know, having pushed aside. And I'll tell you, we were up the Oodnadatta track in April last year, and this 8-foot-high kangaroo stood there. I couldn't get Paul to get out of the car and go stand next to it. Boy, is it a beauty. I've got a photo of it. I must show you one day, Jeff.
What a beast.
There were 12-foot-high kangaroos, and they were spotted. And how do we know that? Because at Murujuga, they are pictured by the ancient hand of the artists of Murujuga 20,000 years ago. And there's a million etchings there. How could we be destroying it? How could the vandalism of that be endorsed by state? Well, World Heritage listing coming down the site, and you gas developers, you get out of the way of that and put your... It might cost you a bit more money. If you must... And I'm so sorry the Albanese government ticked off on Scarborough. What a gift to those who are promoting climate change and all the devastation coming without that against the interests of the wider populace. But
someone like Deanna Coco ends up with a 15-month sentence for holding up a lane of traffic for 25 minutes. And you can vandalise swathes of history
and get an Order of Australia for it.
Yeah.
We've got to turn that around. But here's the great side. The glistening eyes of the young people. I heard a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old at that rally in the Perth Hills yesterday, and their eloquence, their heart for the future of this planet, it just makes my 78-year-old heart sing. As I'm about to get off the moving footway of life, they're stepping aboard, and in them is the hope of the future for all humanity as well as our fellow creatures. It's a bit like the 60s.
Does it feel like we're getting momentum?
Yeah, that revolution, that we are not going to take this destruction feeling amongst young people is just growing. And, Greta Thunberg and co, right across the planet it is, and it is going to wreak big changes. And anybody who wants to keep destroying the planet's natural living ecosystem to make money had better think about it.
Well, St. Bob, thank you very much for joining us at RTR FM and talking to us on the record.
My pleasure, St. Jeff.
This is Bob Brown, environmentalist and main star of the Giants. If you know what's good for you, get to the Lottery West Film Festival tonight and meet this man. It's your one chance, or actually get off your butt and get to a protest. You're bound to meet him there.